I was born in China. I came to Canada when I was 7 years old with my family. And at the time, my parents had already obtained permanent residence because of a program that has since been abolished that was seeking so-called qualified foreign workers in Canada at the time. So I do consider myself to be one of the most privileged immigrants to ever walk the Canadian soil. And this is why I consider that I must be in solidarity with people who do not have regular status. But of course, as someone who immigrated from Canada as a young age, it was harder for me to adapt at first, especially in terms of language and in terms of sociocultural norms. I do see how immigrants are routinely stigmatized and scapegoated by the government for their bad policies pertaining to housing, education, and healthcare. Unfortunately, in the media, we hear a lot of fake stories about how immigrants and refugees are the ones who are taking up all the housing resources, who are taking up all the educational resources, who are taking up all the healthcare resources. And I believe that this is just a way for governments to scapegoat the most vulnerable people for their bad policies because they do not invest enough in these sectors. And I started working on migrant justice because I was first interested in climate justice. And, you know, with how I learned to bring an intersectional and trauma-informed approach to my work, I came to believe extremely firmly that there can be no climate justice without migrant justice, especially in the context of the global planetary polycrisis and how a lot of climate factors are shaping people's decision to migrate, whether internally or externally, and especially considering Canada's moral and climate and historical debt to countries that are in South America, Africa, and Asia. So yes, so this is my personal belief, and it is through my climate work that I began to work with migrant justice organizations. And as someone who is an immigrant who is extremely privileged, but who can also, from a certain point of view, understand how difficult it is to be either dispossessed from your own community, from your own culture, or to feel isolated in Canada because no one else understands your life circumstances, because no one else speaks your language, because people are trying to scapegoat you and blame you instead of helping you. There is also definitely a personal connection with regards to my work, because yeah, I do believe that the communities that I'm working with, which are immigrants, migrant workers, people without status, and people who are temporary foreign workers, I believe that they are my community and they are not scapegoats. They are not our enemies. They are invaluable members of our community who are so loved and so appreciated. And they are truly pillars of our community who deserve the right to be free, the right to live in dignity, and the right to be safe, because everyone deserves the right to be free and the right to be safe and the right to be to live in dignity. So yes, I do believe that this is the universal, inalienable part of human rights that should apply to everyone. But unfortunately, in the context of its implementation, it isn't. So I am trying to advocate for measures that would concretely go towards migrant justice and to encourage this type of transnational solidarity that seeks to recognize the right to mobility beyond borders and the right to be safe and to live in dignity.